Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I think it's a session of sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really, truly, get involved, get engaged, so that you become part of the solution and not simply part of the problem. Because that's what happens with a lot of us. You heard me, I say a lot of us. I get caught in it, too, sometimes. You want to make sure you have the facts. Head for my website, thejoemessinashow.com, thejoemessinashow.com. Head up there, check it out. You know, like the stories, don't like the stories, make comment. One of the things you can do is you can hit the donate button up there. That would be cool. Always could use a few bucks. Skip the coffee at that very expensive coffee place. They don't care about you like I do. So hit that, and I'm telling you, you help us all out because the Facebooks, the Twitters, or whatever, where we used to make some of our income, YouTube as well, where we used to make some of our income from, we've pretty much been shut down from all of that. And it's a real problem. All right, so I've been waiting to do this all day. You know, I've got Andrea Kay will be coming on in a few minutes. But before she comes on, I really need to talk to you about something serious.
And they called it puppy love.
Seriously. Okay.
Oh, we've got... I guess I'll never know.
I was just doing some research for an article. And I saw this video that caught my ears. I'll put it that way. And it's all about transgender love. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not making fun of transgender people, so don't take it that way. It's not what this is meant to be. But the transgender female who put this together really feels like straight people, straight men, really only have one option. And I just hope you take it for what it's worth and take a listen.
Of dating a transgender woman and why we are probably most likely, I don't want to be biased, but why we're probably most likely a better candidate of dating than, like, you know, your average bitch. The first reason being, we are strong, strong individuals. We've had to endure a lot, you know, within our life, and we've been through a lot, and it just makes us stronger people, and it makes us really sweet. You go through as much as a trans woman who's been, like, either kicked out of her home, or she's been beat up by people, by bullies and stuff. She's gonna be a very, very loving, caring person because she doesn't want anybody to feel what she's been through, you know? So she's going to be super sweet and she's just going to be a loving person. Two, for why you should date a trans woman instead. I'm just kidding. We are more appreciative of the small things. We don't need you to, like, you know, go buy us an expensive lunch or, you know, spend $100 on something for me to be happy. We just want you to, like, hold our hands in public. We just want you to be happy that you're with us. Like, you know, little things like holding your hand in public can make us super happy because you...
Now, you're hearing all this, right? These are all supposed to be valid reasons why a straight man, as they put it, would be better off with a transgender woman. And, yes, I'm going to subject you to a little bit more of this, because I was subjected to it. The bottom line with it is, all the reasons, so far, are the same reasons you should be with a regular woman if you're a male. There's nothing here that changes any of that. This is a sales show, but as... As the explanation moves on, I just want you to hear how it closes.
You know, there are people out there that want to hide us. So, you know, we're easy to please. We don't have, like, super unattainable, like, standards. Like, we do have standards. I don't want to sound like we don't have standards. But, you know, we are not just, like, stuck up and, like, bougie and just wanting the world from you. We just appreciate the small things. Number three for why it is beneficial to date a transgender woman is not all guys want to have kids. Believe it or not, right now I'm talking to a guy who doesn't want to have kids. And that's where I actually got this little pointer from. You know, we can...
That's right. Not all couples, not all guys want to have kids. But why is that the reason to go out with a transgender person?
I'd be pregnant. Which means we don't have periods either. So a lot of guys don't want...
Well, gee, there's two great things. No periods, I can't get pregnant. Wow, I'm sold. There you go, I'm in.
Kids. There's so much pressure to have a kid when there's a guy and a female, you know, in a relationship. It's like, oh, well, you know, hurry it up. Like, we want you to get married, have some kids, you know. Not all guys want kids. So, you know, if you don't want kids, we're the perfect candidate for you. Like,
I know, some of you are making it crazy, but I don't really care because I'm enjoying this. I think this is like QVC. Let me sell you on the reason why. There hasn't been a reason yet that I couldn't have with my own wife. Right? A cisgen female. I get confused with these terms, too. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
With me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I really mean that. Appreciate the time that you hang out with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged in the conversation. Because that's how we figure things out. That's how we find things out. That's how we work together. Oh, in all sincerity, you got to get informed. You got to get engaged. All right, well, before Andrea Kay joins me, I devoted these first two segments to transgender love. And I say that because I've never heard anybody try to put forward a case why straight men should date transgender women. the only real reason that's been given so far is that they can't get pregnant. You know, and there's a lot of women that can't get pregnant. There's a lot of ways to keep somebody from getting pregnant. Or keeping a woman from getting pregnant. So I get a kick out of how they try to sell this, how they try to spin it. And frankly, when I went and looked for the full-length version of this, I was just amazed at everything that came up in, you know, in this arena, if you would. I only got about a minute left. So for those of you just joining, you know, this person is putting together a case as to why straight men should date transgenders. And let me just give you stuff to think about. Take a listen. Maybe. I just had it. Where'd it go?
At first I was like, you know, maybe I'm sad because I want to have my own children too. But, you know, whatever. Like, you know, I'll keep my body nice and toned and fit and, you know, keep it stretch marks free. You know, I do have stretch marks on the side of my booty because it's growing. Number four would be that we know a man's needs more than your average girl. I feel like number five is because trans women are more feminine and make more of an effort.
Trans women are more feminine than women. I'm sorry, you'd have to explain that one to me.
The reason that being is because we're making up for what we lacked in our previous life, and
see that's kind of interesting. What do you lack? You got everything that Mother Nature, God gave you. You know, brains and abilities to do things that maybe others don't have, talents that some others don't have.
You know, we care about our appearance, and we just want to look spruced up and feminine at all times. I heard from a few guys that I've dated, like, you know what, like, I really appreciate trans women because they actually take the time to get ready and don't take advantage of being a woman. Guys actually, like, take the time and effort.
They take the time and effort to get together, get themselves together, and don't take advantage of being a woman? Isn't that what you want? And I don't mean that in the negative way. But I mean, you know, a man looking for a woman, true love. If you're into, this is the funny thing about it. Some of the other clips that I saw were actually putting down straight men for not wanting to go out with trans women. And it's like, my God, so now you're going to dictate to me who I'm supposed to be attracted to? And why one makes more sense than the other? That's the part that makes most of us nuts. That's the part about, the in the LG, they don't all do it. Xander Gibb, God bless him, God rest his soul, you know, good friend. He used to say the same thing. He said, look, if you're gay and you're living with another guy or another woman or whatever it is, that's not my business. I don't run around, telling you all about my sex life with my wife or what we're doing together. It's nobody's business. Right? I mean, you keep that to yourself. Why the need to always put it out there? Why is it a 24/7 conversation? Why is it something that I have to engage in, if you would? There's no reason for it. And on top of that, even in the heterosexual world, you don't sit there and fourth, fifth, and sixth grade and lecture your kids on heterosexual relationships. It's not what we do. So why? Somebody would have to call and explain to me, why does the LGBTQ community feel the need to take grade school kids and teach them all about their sexual lifestyles? What could possibly be the reason behind it? And I'm just going to say, some people will say, because they won't teach it at home. Not your business. As long as they're not being hateful or physically abusing anybody in the LGBTQ community, you don't have a right to teach my child what's right or wrong. You don't have a right to tell them how they should be feeling, what they should be feeling, what they should be accepted of and what they shouldn't. That's not your job. And if my child is being a bully in school, if my child is being nasty, if my child's not living up to the, you know, school expectations, if you would, or the rules of the school, then call me in. We'll take care of it together. But you don't have a right to do any of that moral training. You know what's really funny about this? Is the education that our founding fathers wanted would be 180 degrees from what they're teaching us, teaching the kids. They wanted the precepts and principles of the Bible taught, of Christianity taught. Not the precepts and principles of the day, if you would. So again, for them, reading, writing, arithmetic, that's it. I'm not even so sure I want you teaching history anymore. Because it's so bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Andrea Kay is going to join me after the break. You know, we're going to talk about the, the social media network. Or, excuse me, social media platform. And the reason for that is, like, you see them cropping up everywhere. You know, I've been on Getter. We've been on Gab. We've been on MeWe. Oh, heck. MAGABook, CloudHub, Spreely. And a lot of times they'll reach out to us and ask us to try it out. I don't mind trying it out. I really don't. I think we should, so we have a clue. But, I mean, really, sincerely and for real, you know, when we get too many of these, what's going to be the point where it's so watered down that it's not going to have any effect anymore? So she's going to come on and she's going to explain to us all about Our Free Nation. Check it out, ourfreenation.org. We'll be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is setting up protocols for government workers as the Delta variant of the coronavirus surges in some parts of the country. Federal workers will have a choice: either get vaccinated or continue social distancing, masking up, and following travel restrictions. You also have to get a test in your nose twice a week. Biden said his administration is taking steps to apply the same standard to federal contractors.
Want to do business with the federal government? Get your workers vaccinated.
He's also asking the Defense Department to look into how and when service members get their vaccine.
Our troops serve in places throughout the world. Anywhere, vaccination rates are low and disease is prevalent.
He said the government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to workers who are getting vaccinated during work. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. I hope you guys recouped from the last segment. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. And I really do appreciate your time that you're with me. I know you could be listening to a whole bunch of other shows, but you've chosen this one. And I believe that shows the high IQ level you have. But you also have to make an attempt. You have to make an effort to listen to people who have a clue and won't steer you wrong. And I have one of those people on with me right now. Andrea Kay joins me, host of the Andrea Kay Show, that you can hear every night at 6 o'clock. Is that not correct? Pacific time.
That is true. At 6 p.m. Pacific time, you can get all the deets at AndreaKShow.com. But here's my question for you, though, Joe. Oh. Don't move on so quickly. I know what you talked about that last segment. And I got to ask you, how do we know you're real Joe Messina?
Look at me. You really think I'm a transgender male?
I've seen worse, baby. I've seen worse.
All right.
Mainly at Mardi Gras.
God. All right, so, you know, we were just talking about the weird stories.
I'm kind of sounding like one right now. Am I not with my deep voice? Am I not kind of sounding like one?
Well, you said that you might be going, like, through reverse puberty or something. I don't know how that works. But,
nice. I really take it in the wrong direction.
You just called me the master of weird stories. I got one for you before we get rolling, okay? And I touched on it earlier tonight. So a mom in Oklahoma was arrested after police say the family threw a baby shower for her 12-year-old daughter, who was pregnant from a 24-year-old boyfriend.
Oh my God. Joe, where do you find these stories, man? I want to know where you shop.
Officer Frank,
come on in.
We're having a baby shower for my 12-year-old daughter who's pregnant with a 24-year-old neighbor.
Who got knocked up by an old man. I mean, what? Who are these people celebrating this? And how did you find this story? You've got a catalog of weird that, you know, we gotta find out about, man.
I got some websites I go to, and they are. They are the bizarre stories that people just don't see anything wrong with or whatever. And the father, his dad, is doing 12 years for statutory rape. So apparently it runs in the family, I guess.
Oh my God. So. Wow. Did they have bad apples as like the theme? Because we had a bad apple there that fell off the tree. I'm not saying a 12-year-old needs to be shunned. Clearly this girl has been victimized.
Right.
But you don't celebrate victimhood, okay? What's wrong with people? You know what's wrong with too much reality TV? That's behind that story. Everybody's got to have a party.
There was a show, wasn't it Teen Moms or something like that for the longest time? Right?
Yeah, you're
glorified.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree with you. I wouldn't shame somebody like that, but look at what we've done to our young girls. And, you know, we're told not to objectify them, but look at all the commercials. Look at the shows. Look at what's going on television, TV. I guess it's okay for Hollywood to objectify them, but the average male can't, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, it's confusing. I'm always confused. I need you, Joe, since you're the master of weird and crazy, to explain this all to me.
No, you have to explain this. So, you know, you and I have been talking, about the social media platforms that are out there for a long time. We've been sucked in. I'm just going to put it bluntly. We've been sucked into some different ones out there that virtually go nowhere. And people, I don't know if they're not serious about it. I don't know if they just don't really know what it takes or won't put the effort into making it something real and something that will actually work. But we're now affiliated with Our Free Nation, and Our Free Nation just did a total makeover, and it looks darn good, I got to tell you. So tell us more about it.
Thank you. Well, you know, the idea, there's lots of reasons why so many of the new social media startups have failed. Most recently, the recent startup, I hate to use the word failure, but Frank Speech, for example, he had very well intentioned, really wanted to put out something that would really give people a great platform where they could speak freely, but he hired the wrong people who really did not have the expertise, and they really didn't have the real intention and motivation and desire behind it to actually, what we've needed for a long time was not people who have what most social media have done in the past is still use big tech platforms and just created something that people had to log in and type on. And the average American had no idea that when we talk about big tech, we're not talking about what it looks like and how you type in a message. It's really about the server, the hardware, the cloud, what's storing the information, the system where your messaging is being shared and who's able to see that, right? That's what's been most important in the past. The ones that started and really didn't take off tried to be clever. They tried to be unique. And the reality is people don't want to move off Facebook for a couple of reasons, one of which is it's fun and it's easy to use. So why go to try to create something that's going to make people miserable to try to use it? And, oh, by the way, it's still using Amazon. What's the point? So they never really took off. Then you got Frank Mike Lindell, bless his heart, hired all these people that just wanted to take his money, and they didn't build out something that was impervious to attack. Didn't we all learn from Parler? We really should have learned years ago that we needed to build our own infrastructure, not rely on big tech. And that means really build it out. I wish Donald Trump during his presidency had been working behind the scenes to begin to create something like we did. Our free nation, we own all of our own servers, and not like Mike Lindell, who had one and then it got taken down. We also, and unlike Getter, which is using Amazon servers and Amazon cloud, all the rest of them are still using some form of big tech. Our free nation is the first that has absolutely no ties to big tech, and it feels and looks and is fun like Facebook, so it's easy to break that habit of that you have based on ease of use on Facebook, and it's even got encrypted email. We're soon to have a YouTube, because a lot of people had their YouTube accounts taken down, then they went to Rumble. That's miserable to use. Another problem we've got is that we've got this one over here for video, this one here for like Facebook, this one here for Twitter. Our free nation eventually will have all of those different components, and it will. Right now, it's even got encrypted email. So here's the thing, though: it's not free, because freedom isn't free. It costs 99 cents a month. Who cannot afford 99 cents? That's not even a Diet Coke, okay? You think that you're free on Facebook when the reality is they're not just stealing your data and selling it. They're sending it to the government who's using it, who's going to be using it against you in the form of your ability to get a car loan, a home loan, et cetera. We have got to get off of big tech. We've got to stop enabling it, encouraging our own tyranny. Right now, the longer we stay, I'm getting fired up now, Joe, the longer we stay on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Getter and all the rest of these, we are like the people who put on furs and diamonds and boarded the boxcars, because they are using propaganda and censorship and control of the message to literally kill this nation and to kill us. Had we had free speech, people wouldn't have been dying from coronavirus. They would have been getting hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you.
Rant over.
When you watch what's going on, when you watch what's going on today or what's going on right now, again with Twitter pulling down the live feeds from Arizona. You heard about that? They pulled both of them down. So you can't get your message out there. Same thing with a lot of us. First they start with the shows, and then they take down the channel as a whole. So, yeah, we do need a place that we can trust. And you're right about a lot of things from the standpoint of, are you really secure on some of these sites? And if they're running on Amazon, no, you're not secure. If you're going through the Google system, you're not secure there as well. You and I were, to change gears just a tad a little bit here, we were talking a week ago or so about that new, we won't mention the guy, the secure phone, right? The Freedom Phone, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Or what have you. And it's funny because one of the founders of this, Our Free Nation, and I were talking, and we both hit the same thing at the same time because we're from the tech world. It can't be secure the way they say it is because it's still riding on the back, to your point, it's still riding on the back of AT&T, and the ones that own those lines that get you into the system, the entry point.
And in the case of Getter, he traded on the Trump team name, and immediately, so everybody's thinking, oh, this is from Team Trump. They all go and log on. Day one, in the first 4 hours, 90,000 accounts were hacked. And I mean fully scraped. I mean everything to steal an identity. That's how unsecure the Getter was. And I'm not here to run anybody down. I'm here, just like I do on my show every night, I'm here to share the truth and the facts. And a lot of people are worn out because it's like, oh, here we go with another social media platform. I get why people are worn out because it's been promises made and nobody's delivered. It's either been still tied to big tech or it's miserable to use or you can't figure out. The nomenclature is weird. Ours is just set up to be easy to make it as easy as possible for people to finally break the chains, to stop being Hunter Biden on the crack pipe, baby, and get off the tech. Get on the freedom train, right? Because we have to do that. Because if you know what's going on right now with this January 6th commission, Joe, they have unleashed the FBI, the DOJ, Department of Homeland Services. They have unleashed and hired private contractors, and they've got Facebook, Airbnb, PayPal, all joined together to spy on us and report us as terrorists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. And, again, I'm going to talk about this in the next segment, but, look at who they're putting up there. Look at who they're allowing to testify. They denied many of the Capitol Police officers the right to testify. All right, NBK, every night, 6 o'clock, right?
That's right. And OurFreeNation.org, baby. Join the Freedom Train.
All right.
Love you.
Thanks for being with me. All right, guys, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You are listening to... It helps if you hit the right buttons. We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Just get engaged. Get involved. Get engaged. Be something more than, you know, do something. Seriously. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually, is what you become. Especially if you get involved. But Andrea Kay is right. You know, when it comes to some of these social media platforms, you got to check and see what they're built on. How much traffic are you getting? How much work are you willing to do to get that traffic? Some of the platforms we do okay on, some of them not so much. I don't know what people are looking for. You heard me kind of talk about it earlier with the Capitol Police. You're seeing what's going on right now, and it's theater. It really is not any kind of investigation to speak of, because they're truly not allowing. Nancy Pelosi is showing you exactly what the Dems would do if they had total 100% power. And they're pretty darn close. You know, I know they're half and half, or pretty close to half and half in the Congress, or in the House, half and half truly in the Senate. And they're showing you what they would do with unobstructed power. And as somebody said the other day, I kind of agree now, watching what they're doing. They're like locusts. They'll come in and strip all the resources, take everything they want to take, and then they move on. And I told you earlier that the Texas authorities, even though the illegals are being dropped in Texas, and they're not just being dropped in Texas, they're being dropped in Texas and they're being put up in hotels that our veterans should be put up in, along with other Americans that have paid taxes for years and now find themselves homeless. I mean, that should be the new Democrat-like slogan. Americans last. Look at everything they're doing. Americans last. If you could take in all these people, give them medical treatment and dental treatment and give them clothes and give them stuff that they need and put them up in hotels, you can't do the same thing for our vets. You can't do the same thing for our homeless. You know, it used to be that the country used to look at revenue and decide what they could get away with, what they could pay, what they could get away with. Now they don't. Now it seems like the budget for this country is all one-sided, what they want to spend. We'll catch up with the rest later. We'll borrow it for now. Just totally crazy. Now, what's really weird, if you really want to see where this insurrection panel or inquiry or inquisition is going, first off, the two Capitol Police that you've seen there today and yesterday, they're haters of Donald Trump and his followers, all over their posts. You know, it's really funny how they want to look at the army or the military, and if you're too patriotic, if you're too MAGA, if you're too pro-American, they're going to put you somewhere else if you're too conservative. Think of that. Think of what they're saying to you. If you love this country too much, we can't have you fighting for it. But if you're willing to embrace socialism, you're on board with us. So the Capitol Police chairman was not allowed to testify. Wonder why that was. There were many Capitol Police that wanted to testify. They were denied by Pelosi herself. Instead, she picked the two or three or four or five people that were totally anti-Trump. Sound fair and balanced to you? Sound like it was transparent? And then on top of all of that, you had a small group of congressmen that went over to the federal jail, the federal prison that was housing those people from the quote-unquote insurrection. And they weren't allowed in. And they were told if they pushed their way in, they would be trespassing. I would have got arrested. I would have just allowed myself to get arrested. You know why? What are they hiding? What are they afraid of? And Louis Gohmert was there. He says he shows up at these things unannounced all the time and they let him in. And I believe it. You know, myself as a school board member, I show up at places unannounced. The reason being is I don't, you know, should something be wrong, I don't want to give the opportunity to clean it up. I want to see it when I walk in. Just amazing. I mean, it truly, truly is amazing. And them not letting them in, that's the group that funds them. Congress is a group, but they know they've got Congress. They know they have Pelosi. So for some of you who don't quite get it, you know Pelosi's making a call saying, you let them in, that money you need for such and such a project, probably not going to happen. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, I know which one I wanted to do. Any of you guys remember Chip Roy? You know, Chip, God bless him. Some people have the guts to get up on the floor and tell it like it is. Chip is one of those people. And if any of you have ever heard him speak before, you know he's got your back. Because all he cares about is the truth. And, you know, you need a couple people like this. I know some people were complaining that Jim Jordan, he hasn't put any bills in. He thinks himself all that more. He's just a loudmouth, a blowhard. Okay, that's all great and wonderful. If that's what you want to believe, you're entitled to believe all of that. But, you know, here's the deal. At least he's fighting. Some of these yo-hos that actually put bills in, they're not fighting for anything. So you can do whatever you want. You give credit for whatever you want or not credit. I don't really care. But you get a guy like this, and this is a big deal. So Representative Chip Roy, he went on a rant about truly how the Democrats are handling the border issue. Or not handling it. Depends on how you want to look at it, right? Take a listen. Maybe.
We have a crisis at our border, and we're playing footsie with mask mandates in the people's house. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what this body is doing, the people's house. It's an embarrassment. It's a mockery. And the American people are fed up. They want to go back to life. They want to go back to business. They want to go back to school without their children being forced to wear masks, to be put in the corner, to have mental health issues. And we're running around here, and the speaker comes down here at 10 o'clock in the morning saying, we got to wear masks in the people's house? While we've got thousands of people pouring across our border, and Democrats don't do a darn thing about it, heavily infected with COVID. We have the New York Times, okay, today. What a mess. CDC about to reverse on indoor masking for the vaccinated, quote unquote. This is some serious nanny state stuff that will only breed resentment. No kidding. Consider resentment being magnified right here on the floor of the House of Representatives. We are absolutely sick and tired of it, and so are the American people. This sham of an institution is doing nothing for the American people. Nothing for the betterment of the people that send their representatives here. I just met this morning with an organization that tries to take care of people from human trafficking. Met with an elected official from Mexico while cartels are raping and pillaging and killing. And we have people infected with COVID coming across our southern border into Texas. And you all put masks up front here on the people's house? We got to go around and see, okay, we can't come to the floor. I can't execute my constitutional duty unless I wear a mask. Which is it? Vaccines or masks? Do the vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is. I'd like Dr. Fauci to come down and answer a single question about natural immunity. Have you been infected with a virus? Do you have immunity? Or are they just going to go around poking people saying you must take a vaccine? Oh, but sorry, the vaccine doesn't work. You must wear a mask. This institution is a sham, and we should adjourn and shut this place down.
Here. I vote yay. Close it down. What do you think? No, seriously. I am joking with you, but seriously, he's right. He's 100% right on. These people are interested in making your lives better, making it right. Not at all. They're interested in one thing. How much are they going to be able to put in their pockets? Right? Come on. Really? And, you know, what are they talking about with again, like, as he was saying, they're pushing for masks there in the chamber while our borders are wide open and they have people coming over the border that have, I'm not going to say all kinds of diseases, but they do have issues. Issues that they need to deal with. I'm your host, Joe Messina. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. God bless. Thanks for being with me. We're here all week. Hopefully you'll join us all week. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down. 855-732-5563. Write it down and use it. We'll be back tomorrow.